Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
We are ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show today. We are calling Nicole on behalf of Troy, who really wants us to ghost hunt on behalf of his wife.
But it's not really a ghost hunt on behalf of his wife because she doesn't know he's doing this.
Right, but he's doing it for her.
Right.
That's kind of what I meant.
He's never even met Nicole. He knows nothing about Nicole.
Right. So Troy's wife, Beth Ann, and Nicole used to be really good friends, like best friends 10 years ago. But they had a falling out, and Troy wants to track down Nicole and be like, do you want to be friends again with my wife? But Beth Ann doesn't know he's doing it. So I think it's a very sweet husband thing to do, Troy.
Thank you.
And I think it's a very dangerous thing to do, as I said yesterday, because I just think it puts you in a precarious situation of inserting yourself basically in a catfight. And you could get scratched really badly. But who knows?
But it's not really
Hopefully
a cat fight not. Because they just aren't friends anymore.
All right. Troy, we're going to put you on hold. You get to listen in as we call Nicole for you and Beth Ann.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak to Nicole?
Hi, speaking.
Hey, Nicole, this is Jen Hobby from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking our call. I'm here with Jeff right now, and we have tracked you down today to talk to you about an old friend.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. It's okay. we were actually contacted by someone you don't know who is looking for you. So let me explain. His name is Troy, and he is married to Beth Ann. And he knows from stories that Beth Ann has shared with him that you guys used to be best friends and really close, and he just thought, you know what? I'm going to see if they can track down Nicole and see if there's any chance at a renewed friendship, because obviously it's bothered her enough to talk to him about it.
What a waste of time. I'm sorry, but I mean, we were friends like 10 years ago or forever ago, but she thinks I like hooked up with her boyfriend and it was just this whole huge thing. And it's like, you know, like, newsflash, like, he was never your boyfriend. Like, come on. It's like, he pulled around. Ugh, whatever. It's so ridiculous. Like, sorry, Troy, whatever it is. Like, Beth Ann and I, it's just never going to be like it was before.
What happened?
It's so frustrating. So, Beth Ann thought that I hooked up with her boyfriend, but he was never her boyfriend. Like, they fooled around a few times, and then one weekend, everyone was out partying, and he made out with like five girls that same weekend, and I just so happened to be one of them. And I mean, I told her about it and she freaked out.
So she didn't find out from anybody else you told her?
No, I told her because, you know, I mean, I didn't even know that it was a big deal. I was telling her like, this is my accomplishment. And she was just like freaked out because she thought that was her boyfriend, but it wasn't. Everything fell apart from there.
All right. Well, that was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So is it possible that she's moved on and doesn't care, and then maybe you can move on and don't care, and then you could, like, reconnect?
I mean, I don't know how I can move on. She's accusing me of something that I didn't do. She's just making herself the victim. Not the case.
It was 10 years ago.
I understand that I was there, but I'm not, I mean, it just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you do that? We were best friends forever. And then she's just going to like start lying.
Well, you did.
Did other friendships fall out because of that? Like, did she have Team Beth Ann and you had Team Nicole?
I mean, and it became like a rivalry. It was, yeah, it was, we used to be, do everything together. Now we were at each other's throats and like, it kind of split up the whole group of friends that we had.
Mm-hmm. So you're not even willing to entertain like a conversation with her? And just...
No.
All right. Did she ruin your high school career? Like,
I mean, I just feel like she ruined it for herself too. I mean, everything was perfect. And then all of a sudden it's just everything fell apart and everyone's after everyone and lies are being told and rumors. And it's just, it was a nightmare.
Hmm. Okay.
So no interest.
No, please. Ugh.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter that it was 120 months ago.
You think
that's the same as a year. I'm 10 years. Like, it's all the same. And no, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Well, tell Troy.
All right.
Oh, and just so you know, just in case you have mutual friends with her, she didn't know he was doing this.
I'm sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Meow. Is there anybody in your high school that you have that much emotional connection to?
No.
All right. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll pick up Troy, and I'll get to play a game of called I Told You So. We'll pick him up in 3 minutes here. Jeff and Jen Show, Ghost Hunting, Star 94.1.
If your drive-in helps drown out traffic, imagine what we'll do to your boss. Join us for 10 songs in a row every hour while you work today on Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.